is we start with 10 minutes left.
Yes. Next up, a late addition to the schedule, Otto and Kevin will be talking about using catalog zones in the Foundry Net Recursor.
So we're early now. Do you want to start early?
You're already late.
So, recursion and catalog zones. The problem space. If you run a recursor, PowerDNS recursor, or some other recursive resolver, it often happens that you have special zones. Zones that need to be treated special in a way that they have to be sent to a specific authoritative resolver, authoritative server, for example, local zones, or split horizon zones, zones that are not ordinary public zones. Those zones, those forwards, often depend on specific configuration of your authoritative server that serves those zones, and if a zone gets created, you have to update recursor that points to that zone. So the forward in your recursor, or probably multiple recursor, depends on configuration that's happening elsewhere. Well, there are many ways to do that, by hand, of course. We also know that probably won't go right all the time. You can maybe create some scripts to get the specific zones from an authoritative server set up, do some mangling, text mangling, and load that configuration into a recursor. PowerDNS recursor also has an API to do that. You can manipulate the forwarding tables using an API, but it also requires custom scripting to actually get the information from the authoritative setup. And what complicates matters is it is often the case that the authoritative server is managed by a different party or different admin than the recursor, so you have to do coordination. And well, that's also a source of issues, at least in many cases. So what you would like to have is a way to automatically define forwarding zones in a recursive resolver based on data coming from an authoritative server. And we investigated catalog zones to do that. So what are catalog zones? A catalog zone is actually a DNS zone, but it's a special zone which tells other authoritative server which zones actually exist on an authoritative server, and their main goal is to synchronize the configuration of a primary authoritative server with secondaries. So that if a zone gets created on a primary server, that the secondary server knows that, can update its internal configuration, and also when a zone is deleted, that the deletion happens on the secondary server. Catalog zones, as the name implies, are zones themselves. DNS people like to model the world into zone data. RPC zones is another example of modeling data into a zone format. But the nice thing is because it's a zone, you can transfer it using the known, well-known transfer mechanisms, IXFR or AXFR. And so what we did is, using existing XFR code in the recursor, that code already existed to retrieve RPC zones, we used that to retrieve a catalog zone, do some processing and calling the internal API code to transform that catalog zone into a set of forwarding definitions for the recursor. And so this was a very quick talk. Kevin will...
You want to go to your example?
I will show an example and then Kevin will actually...
Yeah, I have to talk about the examples up there.
Yeah. So this is the way it looks. You define a catalog zone which is to be transformed from some authoritative server, or could be a couple of those. And for each zone in that catalog zone, a forwarding will be defined with a target forwarding IP address. And if a catalog zone member is in a group which is an optional thing a Cadillac zone can do. It will use some other definition to define the forwarding. And Kevin will now discuss how he used that in his production environment.
Yep. If you want to give me the mic. So yeah, so first I have to thank Otto for doing the implementation for this. I was the one who opened the feature request and had planned to do all the work and then didn't do any of the work. He did all of it, so thank you for that. So I actually use this for another reason besides the ones that Otto mentioned, which is all of my connectivity inside my LAN is all done using DNS, all in public domains, but sometimes my ISP link is down. And then that means I can't even get into my own machines, including the router, to figure out why the link is down because I use DNS names for everything. So that means I want to have a local authoritative server that the recursor can talk to that knows how to resolve my domains, even if it can't get to the internet. And on top of that, I use DNSSEC, which would be even worse if you can't reach the internet because it won't validate anything. So this has worked out extremely well. It means now when I make changes, all of the changes just automatically happen in all of my authoritative servers and in the recursors in multiple locations. And one other thing we needed to mention there is PowerDNS Recursor supports incoming notifies, which were originally implemented by me, just to wipe caches so you could say, hey, this zone's content have changed in the authoritative server. Forget anything you might have in your cache. But Otto extended that, so now when it pulls a catalog zone down, if the catalog zone itself changes, the authoritative server can tell the recursor the catalog zone has changed. Please re-download it and update your list of forwarders. So this has all come together very, very smoothly. And I think we're done, right? Unless we're going to take questions.
Yeah.
Do we have time for that? Okay. Anybody have a question? If not, oh, we have a question.
Did you try before catalog zones, was there any other way you tried to implement a solution, routines or something?
I don't think there's been any other attempt to try to do this in the recursor.
Not in the recursor.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. The question was there any other attempt to do this in another way in the recursor? In PowerDNS authoritative server, there are other methods. The auto-primary, auto-secondary thing solved much of the same problem, but was not a standardized method, so it was unique to PowerDNS. This is not, since it's just part of DNS itself. So I think it really became clearer that you could do this in the recursor once you could do it in a non-proprietary way. So,
thank you.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.